Another with Matchbox 20, Rob Thomas, 8:46 Thursday morning.
And Frankie Previtt is our guest right now. Born and raised in New Brunswick, New Jersey, he was part of the rock quintet Frankie and the Knockouts, and he co-wrote music for the 1987 movie Dirty Dancing, including I've Had the Time of My Life, which won him an Oscar. Now, you can see the movie Drive-In Style this Saturday night in Mayapack at the Putnam County Golf Club. Get your tickets as soon as you can at putnamcountygc.com. Frankie is going to zoom in before the movie and answer all your questions, including how did you write that Oscar winning song for Dirty Dancing?
I was in between record deals, and the gentleman that closed his label up, Jimmy Einer, and decided that he was going to go into films, 2 years later calls me and says, I have this little movie, I want you to write a song for it. I'm Jimmy, I'm trying to get a deal, man, you closed your label, and here I am. You know, I've already written Hungry Eyes. That was a song that was part of going to be the next Frankie and the Knockouts album that nobody, not one record company, recognized as a hit. And so he goes, I'm liking this movie, Frankie. I think this could change your life. I go, all right, what's the name of the movie? And he goes, Dirty Dancing. It's a good little movie. Baby meets Johnny, and they're in the Catskills, and, you know, they end up together. And I go, all right, you know, how long do I have? He goes, 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks to write this song. He goes, so you're going to do it. And I said, all right, I'll give it a try. He goes, okay, that's the good news. The bad news is it's for the last scene, and it's 7 minutes long. I'm like, 7 minutes? I'm thinking I got to write MacArthur Park here. And so I call up John DiNicola, who I wrote Hungry Eyes with already. And I said, John, we have an opportunity. It's got to be 7 minutes long. I said, so let's start the song with the chorus up front in halftime. He goes, okay, let me put a track together. And he sends me this track, and I hear the track, and I play it over the phone to Jimmy, and he's like, I like it. Make it a song. So here I am driving on the Garden State Parkway, and that's at 140, putting this cassette into my dashboard, and I'm listening to the music. And how I write is I come up with melody first. And from that melody, I sometimes jam phonetic sounds. So in my jamming moment, I'm going, nine of my life, what the hell? And I'm writing Time of My Life on an envelope in the car, exit 140, after paying the toll in Union, New Jersey. And so that's the seed. That's where this song started. About 2 weeks later, you know, we started formulating, John putting more of the track together, me writing more of the lyrics. I said, you know what, I only have a four track, and we may need more tracks. And I got this friend, Don Markowitz, who has an A track in his bedroom, and let's go over there. And so we went there, and Donnie came up with, you know, some parts and some lines and a chord or two. And all of a sudden, we had this track, and we sent it in. Maybe a month later, after we sent it in, I get a call from Emil Ardolino, who is the director, and Kenny Ortega, who was the dance choreographer. And I didn't know either one of these guys, but they're screaming on the other end of the phone, you did it, man, you did it. I'm like, who the hell is this? What did I do? And they said, you wrote the song, man. We just filmed the movie, and it's unbelievable. And so it kind of changed the whole camaraderie of the film, because they filmed that last scene first, and they had such a tremendous ending that the camaraderie that they took on for the movie totally changed. Patrick and Jennifer weren't getting along at that time, and this ending, when I met Patrick at the Academy Awards, just said, dude, you have no idea what this song did. Just like, we did a 180 after we filmed this, and we were like, let's go make a movie.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never